Geret HaKadosh, Simon Hay, begins with the pasuk Vayas David Shem. David made a name, and the Zohar explains that because David did mishpat with tzedakah, as the pasuk says, therefore Reb Shimon said that who is it who makes a holy name, the one who gives tzedakah to the poor. And to understand this, the Alter Rebbe begins to explain the pasuk Ki biyut kei Hashem tzurei lomim, that the worlds, this world and the world to come, Olam Haba, were created from the two letters Yud and He of God's name. Olam Haba was created from the Yud, and Olam Hazeh from the He. The Alter Rebbe explained how the letters of speech come from a pre-rational level of the brain, of the mind. It comes from a level higher than intelligence. It's not the mouth or the lips that form the letters, but rather the letters come from a very deep place in the mind. And according to the will of the mind, wanting to express the different letters, that's why the lips form in the way that is necessary to pronounce those letters. Now, in the letters themselves, there is a chemer and a tzuda. There is the form of the letter, and there is the material, the body of the letter. The form of the letter, which is the pnimius of the letter, is the will of the soul that creates and forms the letter. The body of the letter is the breath coming from the heart that is the general sound before it gets broken down into the 22 different sounds, which is expressed by the letter He, the breath of the heart. That's the origin of the body of the letters, which is the actual pronunciation in the 22 different ways that the letters are pronounced. Now for today's shiur, on page 414, in Igeret HaKadosh Simon Hey. Ach bi yirhoinyin lom la'omle rizal she'elam hazeh dafke nivra behei, to explain further why the sages say that this world was created with a hay, from the hay. Why dafke this world should be created from the hay? Hine yadu ala kol chachmei lev, it is known to all those who are wise of heart, that the multitude of worlds and chambers in heaven, that are endless, countless, as it says, is there a number, is there a count to his troops, to the creatures of heaven? And in every chamber there are tens of thousands of angels, myriads of myriads. And also v'chein nefesh ruach neshama chaya yichida, the souls of each world, and within each soul there are the five different levels. So they are madreges le'ein ketz. They are varying levels that are endless. Over chol eilam ve'heicholis medibri ha'heicholis shabatzilus b'ye yitzido. And if all of the chambers of the, in every world, the chambers that are themselves endless in the world of atzilus b'ye yitzido, in a kol ribui in elu zibui achazibui. So all of this multitude, a multitude upon multitude, ad ein ketz mamash, literally without limit, hakel nimshach v'nishpam v'zibri tzirufei chav beiz esi es dvar Hashem. All of these things are created from the multitude of combinations that can be made of the 22 letters that are the word of God in creation. Hamischalkes Gam came with Tzirufim Rabim, because they too, the 22 letters, can be divided down into many combinations. ad ein ketz v'tachlis mamish. Literally, endless, countless numbers of combinations. K'ma shekosu b'sefer Yetzirah, as he writes in Sefer Yetzirah, that shiva avonim beinois chameshes alofim v'arboyim batim. That seven stones will build 5,040 houses. Which means that with seven letters, you get 5,040 combinations of arrangements of letters. The Sefer Yetzirah begins with how many arrangements you get from two letters, from three letters. By the time you get to seven letters, you're already talking about 5,040 houses. So how many will you get from 22 letters? Mikan ve'elech, from here and onward, from seven and higher, tzeva hashev, go out, go and reckon and figure it out. Masha'ein apeh yochel adaber, numbers that can't be described in words. V'hagam sheyesh b'mailes u'madregis ha'malochem u'nishomis, kamo v'kamo mine mailes u'madregis chalukes le'en ketz, and although among the levels of malochem and souls, there are many different differences in terms of their greatness, in terms of the status of the angels and status of the souls. Halukes le'en ketz gaveya al gaveya, with great distinctions, one higher than the other. Hine hakel nimshach lefi chilufei hatzirufim v'hatmureis ba'at bash. The differences between them also derive from the variations of combinations of the divine letters. The greater the alteration, the greater the tmura, the lower the being that is created from it. The more original the combination, the higher is the creature that is created from it. So those words that appear in the ten utterances, in the Asara Maimores, with which the world was created, those words that appear explicitly, those creatures created from those words are on a higher level, on a greater level, than those creatures that come from a rearrangement of the letters. And an even lower form of creature comes from a substitution of letters, where you use a tav for an aleph, or a shin for a beis. In other words, the last letter replaces the first letter, next to the last letter replaces the second letter, and so on. And has already been described earlier in Perikid Beis. Ach, derech klal hinei kulam b'ayli chochma v'adav, but all the creatures of heaven, even though there are great distinctions between them, yet they are all b'ayli chochma v'adav, they all have wisdom and knowledge v'yedim es beizom, and they recognize their creator, mipnei hiyes cheyusam mipnimius aseyes hanim shoches mibchinas chachmei lo kenal. Why are they on a heavenly level? What makes them wise in the knowledge of God? Because they are all created from the inner part of the letters, from the pnimius of the letters. And that is the will of the divine chachma that is expressed in the letters. That's the pnimius of the letters. But this world, this lowly world in which we are, is created from the external part of the letters, as the Rebbe will explain in tomorrow's shiur. The Hayem Yem for the 17th of Menachem Av, the Rebbe writes that Admar HaTzemach Tzedek Bier, the Tzemach Tzedek explained that which the Rebbe quotes in yesterday's Hayem Yem, that the Baal Shem Tov used to travel for three purposes, one of them being to reveal the Pnimius HaTorah, to reveal the Hasidic teachings. And the Mittel Rebbe explained that the revealed part of Torah is water. And water, everybody knows to go to the water and have water, take water. But Pnimius HaTorah is like fire, and fire scares people. So the Mashpia, the Rebbe, has to go to the people and tell them not to be afraid. Hashem Elikecho Eish Eichwa. Tzemach Tzedek explained that the reason Masha Misyachasim Eish L'Pnimiyus HaTeira, why is Pnimiyus HaTeira compared to fire? L'fi Shehi HaNisenes Chayis B'Gal Yishev HaTeira. It's because the Pnimiyus HaTeira is what gives fire, what gives life, warmth to the revealed part of the Teira. As it learned the Halacha on Veis, Adizel b'halacha that a learned in Nachmei of the Esrim Shana in Gan Eden, when he learns the halacha, knowing that after 120 years he will learn the same halacha in Gan Eden, Gitter Sazayin Asayiru, that lights a little fire in the halacha, in the learning. It's said that when the Alter Rebbe would learn halacha, when he'd learn a Shulchan Aruch, when he would open the Shulchan Aruch to learn a halacha, he would say, and now let's see what Ratzon HaElyon says, what the divine will says, what God wants. Because it's traditional in learning the various parts of Torah that there's a Yiddish expression introducing the learning. So that, for example, you start learning a Mishnah, you say, Zok de Mishnah. When you learn Rashi, for example, you say, Taich Rashi. When you learn a Tesis, you say Frek Tesis. When the Alter Rebbe would finish learning the Gemara with Rashi, with Tesis, and then he would look into the Shulchan Aruch, he would say, and now let's see Vos Zok Ratzon HaElyon. That's putting a fire into the revealed part of the Torah.